981 to an M with the Hollies. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. That's what my brothers say about me. And David Bowie in there too with China Girl. You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrubi. Yesterday, Upper Hunter Shire Council and one of its committees met to consider a development application from a Sydney couple, John and Isabella McFadden, to get permission to establish a private helipad on their properties at Merriwar. Now, this one's been going around for a while and there's a lot of community opposition to this. So at the committee meeting yesterday, the councillors on the committee were asked to consider a second staff report, also recommending that they approve the application, saying it had ticked all the planning boxes. So the committee met and it started by hearing submissions from some local residents. So Kim Daniel and also Fiona Whiteman, who I spoke to yesterday on the program, they were amongst those who spoke and then answered some questions from the councillors. Then the councillors got to have their say. So I wanted to play you back their reasons for voting why they voted, which was unanimously to reject the proposal. So now it'll head to Council Full to make a decision. So we start off first with Councillor Alison McPhee.
I'd like to move option two, that Council refuses development application number 30/2022 for a helipad at lot 25 DP 240800, number 4 King George Avenue, Merriwar, for the reasons listed in attachment two.
And do we have a seconder? Disapprove. Not you second that? Any discussion, any questions?
I'd like to discuss this. There just seems to be so much community concern about this, and we've opened it up. And I know that it looks like on paper that there's nothing really wrong with it, but at the end of the day, we are here to listen to our community, and they are not happy with this. I sincerely hope that it doesn't become a financial problem for us, that it gets appealed and it just causes more issue. But I don't see the point in having a personalised helipad in Merriwar. I think if you want to buy in and live a rural lifestyle and be part of the community, you also have to listen to the community. So that's what I'm doing.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Look, I agree with the comments made. I'm also concerned that as far as the community is concerned, there's almost total opposition to this helipad going ahead there. There is no opposition to a helipad or heliport, whichever you like to call it, but not in this area. That is the issue. And I think, and I agree, the fact that we're going to go against those people and residents that are in the Merriwar area that have so clearly demonstrated, and I believe with valid reasons, that they don't want that helipad there, that it's we are not performing our duties correctly. I do ask too regarding the dust and also that the noise pollution. I saw, in fact, I was in the chamber when Mr. McFadden put a video up that showed us just that and the noise the noise was not excessive. That's an absolute rubbish report, because you can't have a microphone there and then have a helicopter landing over there. Anybody that listens to a helicopter comes over, and they have come over, especially to at these heights when they're inspecting electricity lines over our farm. There's a lot more noise than what was actually transmitted. And I question the fact that the validity of that report, because and also the sound report was done by him, also his own particular company, the dust. Now, how's that going to be mitigated? I mean, let's be reasonable. When we've got it dries, and certainly Merriwar gets very, very dry. And then he did suggest that he was going to put a sprinkler system around. What about the draft that is away from that particular pad over there? It shouldn't be. all that it just doesn't work that way. And look, I'm on the land. I know darn well what how much dust is generated by our own machines, etc. So I think I question that, and I don't believe that the report was correct. And so I really can't support this. The other matter is, of course, I think it was brought up, who's going to monitor these things, the landings, and also just whether that it's going to take place in the middle of the day when it's the hottest part and you've got a dry area. Who's going to monitor those things? I don't believe it's up to council to have somebody sitting there and monitor them. I think that's quite apart, and the thing just shouldn't be there. So I cannot support it at all.
Just before I put it, look, I agree with both of you. I think occasionally you get certain recommendations that are put up that really tug at you, and it's really hard to decide which way to go and which way not to go. And like you said, Councillor McPhee, when the community is involved and they are so outspoken, there's got to be a reason why. And I totally agree with both of you that we need to support what the community are saying. So I'll put the new recommendation. All in favour? Against? Carried.
So there you have it. That was Councillor Lee Watts, who is also the chair of Council's Environmental Community Services Committee, where that audio is taken from their meeting yesterday, unanimously rejecting again for the second time a development application for a private helipad in Merriwort. So now it will go to the full council when they meet in a couple of weeks' time to make a final decision. And I will keep you posted on what happens. This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.